Simon Lamed Beis Sif Mem Aleph. Erech v'rechav abatim begoben ein lo shir. The length, the width, the height of the batim have no specific shir. So to Mishnah Berurah, erech v'rechav kuf pei tes. Mekomachim lochon 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 shadibrei goyim shekserv nechatchila lo yaser som ketanim etzpaim al etzpaim. It shouldn't be smaller than the shear of its spine while its spine.
Where are we saying I'm something?
Sif Memal.
Sif Memal.
So, Mr. Bristol Cotton Coupe Test. Behind the Imititura. So, with the Titura, the tilin should not be smaller than its spine while its spine. The Makor for that, the Vesiris says, is based on the Gemara, that the Gemara says there's Mokim Yesh Barosh to put two pairs of tilin, not three. So there's going to be a minimum size. You can make them as small as you want. I just happened to be, while I was there in Portland, I was able to accomplish this picture.
Oh. You
ever saw that? Then here's the back. You get to see the double ritsuas. Here's the And then the two brothers there. So one wears his ritzuas on the other side like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one wears them like that.
Wow.
But they look like very small batim.
What?
They look like very small batim.
They're very small batim. Obviously, he's putting two pairs.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this?
Rashi and Riddle Tom.
At the same time?
Same time. So...
widespread
minhag,
or
it's a minhag of them. Some they're Syrians, both actually. They do it. Some Syrians do it also. You know, you've probably seen this.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. So I asked the mishnah if I can take a picture. So this might be a little bit mechutzah for me, but I can take a picture. He said, "Yeah, no problem." Right of Erlis Tomit Shikasav. This is ever Erlis Tomit. He wrote. He made Masik him at the Torah Rakh Etzba. Let's back a little bit of evidence puzzle. It was someone was basically a similar type of sefer to the Magen Avraham. It was a little bit more brief. It was written before the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes the Erlis Tomit fairly regularly, usually to argue with him. He felt there was things that the Erlis Tomit wrote not correctly, and he would argue with him a lot. But the Erlis Tomit says that if the tefillin are less than an etzba, by an etzba, even if it's possible, because then you would be able to have three in your head at one time. Can't possibly say it might be or Mordechai. V'ayim sefer Eliyahu Rabbah Shalimin Aleihem Zchus, that he argues that maybe we could find a answer how they could be so small and still be kosher. The Chobal Nefesh Yizor Lasser said the Torah Rochav Beis Etzbayim, it should be at least two Etzbayim. Why? I mean, the Torah, because the tzitzit will be smaller, but the total, the main part of the tefillah will be 2x2, at least 2x2.
What's
tzitzit? Tzitzit is the raised part of the tefillah.
What raised part?
The tzitzit is the high part of the tefillah. Problem which we have on a practical size, besides the halachic issue of size, is that the parshias, it's very hard to write the parshias properly when they're so small. I've seen that practically that's been an issue multiple times, that the size is too small, it's very hard to write the letters properly. Now, if you look at
So that's just a side point. The reason the batim should be big.
There's a halachic issue there, bringing the doctrine of the Gemara that they have to be a certain size, because otherwise you could put multiple. Why only three? The more is that what they're talking about. The case of the more in Arabin is a person is traveling on Shabbos and he sees pairs of tefillin sitting in the field. So they were tefillin the whole day. It was possible. Whatever reason they were out in the field, there would be a zoyin. So Mor says you wear them and you bring them in. Mor says you can wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time because mokum yesh barosh l'niach shnei tefillin. So it's clear the more there isn't mokum barosh to put three pairs of tefillin. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you would have worn three at one time to be able to bring them in more quickly. The Gemara says you bring them in, you know, in sets of two by two. The Bir Locha and Ein Lo Shir, the Maskel Ein Lo Shir, he goes to the other direction. Do not make the tefillin too large. You can't put them in the right place. If they're too large, they're not going to stay in the right place. You'll end up putting them too low near the elbow, which is not the raised part of the flesh, where the muscle is, where the tendon is rather, which is incorrect. Or it won't be in the lower half of the biceps, which the chavkila we said before, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Gerov was argued, but they both held it should be in the lower half of the biceps. That's what he tells you to look back in Simon Chavzai and Siftes, Verilocha. So it's not a good idea to make tefillin too large. And one of the problems which we have is even the tefillin which are large, which would fit for an adult, when you put them on a bar mitzvah boy, you know, some of these mitzvah boys are pretty small. You know, they might grow one day and be quite large. The kid grows up, you know, eventually. But right now, it doesn't fit really well on his. So it's not such a smart idea to make large tefillin. Okay, Sif Mem Beis. Shin shal tefillin alach l'mashim misina sheyasu barabatim shorosh. There is a shin on the tefillin. It's alach l'mashim misina that it has to be on the or of the rosh. Kimin shin berletis. It has to be a protruding shin from the leather itself. Echad mimino vechad mismala, has to be one on the right side of the tefillin, one on the left side of the tefillin. Shal yamin hameniach. Now, when you discuss right and left, you have to discuss your position. Are you facing? You're talking about facing the tefillin. Talking about while you're wearing the tefillin. So, shal yamin hameniach, the one which is on the right side of the one who's wearing it, which would be on the left side of the one who's facing him. Yamin hameniach shal shloish rashim, has three. The shin has three heads, which is a regular shin. Shal smol hameniach, what was on the left side of the one who's wearing it. So this is true whether you're righty or lefty. And Shalar Baroshim has four heads. This remains the same. Miu Hagomiu im Hofach Eno Nifsul B'diavad. If you put the shin with four Roshim on the right side, and the shin with three Roshim on the left side, B'diavad, that would be kosher, like the Ramah. Okay. Kuf Tzadi. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Tzadi. Halacha Moshe Sinai. If it got worn out, you can't recognize it anymore, it's not noticeable anymore. It's not just a halacha. When you make it, it has to maintain that status constantly. Commission. Elo dugma. It doesn't have to be a perfect shin with all the halachas of a ksivas shin that you have in the Sefer Torah. It has to be similar enough that it's obvious that what it is a shin. That's the level that you need.
Tagin.
So it doesn't require tagin, and it also doesn't require that the way you make a shin in the Sefer Torah it's. The leftmost part of the shin goes straight down. The other ones lean over towards it. The way we make the shin in the tefillin, it comes to the point in the middle. That would be fine. Because it still looks like a shin.
What shin on the side of the shalosh spine?
Right. Even if it comes to the point in the middle, as opposed to the side, it's still that's a valid sur shin. However, the minhag is to make them. There are many seven which do make ksavah shurish mamash, even though it's not necessary halachically. But let this. It has to be part of the leather of the tefillin, which you're then pulling out, as opposed to you can't glue something else onto it. That would not be kosher. Um, Mekimte ha'or. The Hainosh mekame ha'or b'malakit ayinei tefila. You're going to pull out with the tweezers. You're going to pull out the leather and force it to protrude. Shekav me'or achinasa sifei hashin. You sort of bend out the leather until you get the parts of the shin. To make it with a form. Then shalatfus chokuk shin boletus. That you have, you want to push out from the inside of the leather. You take a piece of metal which has the form of a shin which protrudes. Dechatfus bar habayis. And you push out from the inside of the bayis to make the form of a shin. I'm a tazim. I'm going to rub the mash. The chilchila toiv libnoya mizeh. The chilchila, you shouldn't do that. But they both agree the pasha the bidyam, but it's kosher.
So if you do that, how do you get it off the form?
Once the leather hardens like that, you sort of wiggle it out.
If you do walk in, you have it.
Scrape some out inside as it comes off.
It might. I mean, it's still, as long as you haven't worn the leather all the way through, it should be fine.
If you do walk in, you have it. It's kosher.
If you use this tefus to make it, because the gedolah b'shem shubas herama, because of the zayr yosef hider, he says he thinks that it's actually preferable to do like that. Instead of trying to use a tweezers on the other side to pull out, and it's very difficult to get a full form of a shin with all the parts of it properly. Using this tfuz and pushing it out from inside is a much easier to create a proper shin that way. So it's he holds it's much more mahudr, and that is amazing that way to do like that.
With the tfuz.
Now you can't do. You cannot do the opposite though. You can't take a tfuz which has the indentation of a shin and press it against the leather on the outside and push in some of the leather and leave this leather standing. That's a choktokos type of an action. You're not pulling out the shin, you're pressing in the other parts around it and creating a shin that way. So that would be choktokos, that wouldn't be kosher.
So you have to go from the inside pushing out.
Right, inside pushing out, right. Doesn't make a difference whether you're left or righty. For this, we say it depends on the definition of right and left of average. The right of the person who's wearing it will have three, and the left will have four. And if so, now if you switch it around and put the left on the right, the four headed on the right side and the three headed on the left side is kosher. If you miss one of the shins, or you make both with three heads, or both with four heads, that's possible. There is a loch of it has to be made this way.
What if the shin is the opposite of boletet?
It's pressed in.
Right.
So that would be possible. It has to be bullet.
You use the tweezers to pull it in.
Also, I think it has to be bullet. Okay.
Do all Jews follow this? I mean, there's certain things that's a minigo.
This is a Gemara.
Groups, huh?
This is a Gemara. Shin Shel Tefillin is a Gemara.
That there should be three heads, four heads, all that.
Yeah.
Do we know why four?
God said so. Okay.
If you put a four shin in the Sefer Torah, it's still kasha?
No. Okay. Charitz shel shin, then a chudul lemato, yigir makam atefer. Bottom part of the shin, the point which it comes to, has to reach all the way down to the level of the titura of where it's being sewn, where you're doing your sewing around. Hago, can a yud shabashin tzarach liga v'mata b'shulei hashin? The yud has to touch. Now, what he's referring to like this, that we make till nowadays out of or echad. When they made tefillin not out of or echad, so you had, basically it was made, the ksitza was one piece, and the tetur was a separate piece. So your ksitza would be, it goes in deeper than the titura. So you make the shin all the way down to the bottom of the ksitza, and then you sew it into the titura. Sometimes it's possible that you can't see the bottom part of the shin because it's below the level of the titura. So he says that's not correct. You have to be able to see the bottom part where the shin comes together. If this is the level of your titura and it comes out of below it, so you just see lines sticking out without a bottom. You have to be able to see the bottom part from the titura going up.
The point of the bottom, or even just a chelik of the bottom?
You don't need mamash the point, as long as you can see the main part of the bottom, that you see clearly it's coming together as one unit, even if you don't see the last part. He's saying that you should have it reached, now he's saying it shouldn't be too high up either. Kuptani bab, shil shin, ben dimin ben, the smallest applies to both sides, the giyab. The point should reach all the way down to the titura. But he have it, kosher filo higia, kosher yesh tzuras shin alav. But he have it, if it doesn't touch, it's kosher. The yud shebishin. Now the yud part needs to legal amata b'shulei hashin. It has to touch the bottom. Yesh regadolim shebechalkim min shin hayimini la smolim. They suggest that let's take a picture. Get a picture here. They suggest the following. No. Not very helpful. That the four on the other side, the idea behind the four is in the luchais, when you made a shin, so the four sides of, you would have four pieces of stone encompassing around three air spaces. So if you want to approximate the shin and the luchos, the way the stone looked, the yudin wouldn't reach the bottom because...
Which yudin are we talking about? The heads of the shin, the top
part? The top part. Okay. So if this was rock, right, you would have... So this, the shin had one, two, three parts to it. If this is where the rock is, so the that didn't touch the bottom. That's where the shin was in between. I'm not drawing my phenomenally. If this is rock, mm-hmm. So this is airspace. So you don't want these to touch the bottom because then you wouldn't have airspace, right? Making sense? So, if the idea behind the four is that the shin of the luchos had one, two, three, and then had a fourth one around it to create three air spaces, you don't want the yud of the shin to touch the bottom. That would be, so that's what they're suggesting, that you might want to accept the fact that the shin of the of on the left side, which is four, shouldn't touch. You say that's what that's some gedolim argue like that.
No.
You see this, if you're looking at the luchos, the letters were air spaces.
Right.
So the shin, this was rock, this was rock, this was rock, here was rock, here was rock, and then you had in between your airspace, and you had one, two, three, you had one leg, two leg, third leg. But to get that you needed to have, as it were, a piece of rock here, a piece of rock here, a piece of rock here. You need four pieces of rock to get your three air spaces.
It could be dafka separate air spaces.
It had to look like a shin. So there had to be rock in between, mm-hmm. which gave you the form of looking like a shin. So you don't want this piece of rock to touch the bottom. You don't want this to touch the bottom. You don't want this to touch the bottom, because then you won't have air space.
But then the two valves in the middle shouldn't touch either.
So correct. So that's what they suggest, that's how you would make it. He says, but the Magarom says no. When Magarom posted the end of the chalav, ben yamin el smoli, the smoli being in sheshnei ayudin, he unnoigim lamate b'shaleh, it has to touch. Chen kasev primagadim, the chen roi lasses. At least two of them b'shaleh have to touch. Chen kasev b'kriyos, b'shem ari ayin shom, chen poskim sharech roinim. That at least two, you need two yudin, which means a total of, you'd have a form of three, at least a three headed shin, for sure. Because people got them, the yel shin and tzuris yudin, like kabim shutim ba'alma. Ask them tzuris yud. All right. And tzuris yud has a. It's, if you're drawing your shin and you're just drawing it straight lines,
no rabbi Milan.
So it's a kav ba'alma. It has to have a head, so it has to have a surface yud. Each one has to look like a yud, which has the head sticking out. Okay.
The tops
have to look like a yud. Legal lamato. They have to touch on the down the bottom. It's not a shin if it doesn't touch. That's mark. If some are touching and some aren't touching, that's not acceptable either. You have to have maybe you don't need all of them, at least some of them are touching.
What's not acceptable?
The heads of the shin have to touch the bottom. Now, you have to be careful that the shin shouldn't be too much. That the shulei shin shouldn't be too low. It should be visible. But to learn, chudayin shel shin, the bottom point of the shin should be visible. Time the tzarich sheyir kol shin nira has to be visible. The kaim hashin exceed rok kol ami or tishem hashem nikro lecho. Vamer Belozer, Eliezer, Elotil and Shabaroi, Shem and Shem Nikra, Rosh Tevis is Shin. So, it's referring to the Shem and Shem Nikra, it's referring to, again, the Shem and Shem written with a Yud, so that's a Shin, a Yud, and then a Nun, that's a Shin. But you have an Imnichas Ma'at, a Techa Titura, Ach Einloi, Ayrizat Tumunas Shin, Kuroi, Tarachin, and Rein Realocha. If it goes so far into the Titura, that doesn't look a Shin anymore, but it is there, I don't know, well, it's Tarachin. But definitely chachil, it should be above. It should be above the sewing line. Okay. Memdal. Now we're going to talk about how to make the tetura, which you just touched on. Memdal. Tetura is the tefillin halacha, which you see.
If someone by phone that he has a question on the shin, is this a problem with the button maker or is the purchaser just stuck?
And you can go back to the person who bought it from and said it, but it wasn't correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. So can the button maker say my rav says this is okay?
He could. You don't have to be. I mean, if the rest of the opinion holds that it's okay, so like any case, the person has it any moment. So we have argument any moment is about these type of things, and I have an opinion that says that it's kosher. So you can't force me to pay you back. Because I hold it kosher. It wouldn't be good business practice, you know, to force that. But that's, you know, you wouldn't win in Besdin. Titura that's filling alacha moshe Sinai. The Haino Shiosim or the Matza, the Chas is Pia Batim. So it has to be a piece of leather on the bottom, which will cover over the opening of the Batim, where the parshias are placed. Nirkein Dav Shel Gesher Hanikra Titura, and it looks like a piece of wood which acts as a bridge. Another name for a bridge is the Titura. Mabarta the Trillin Halacha Mashvisina. There has to be Mabarta. What is that? The Hainu Sha'or HaTitura Yehe Oruch Mitzad Echad. The Titura, leather of the Titura has to be extend a little bit longer on one side. We ask about Mabarta. You make a pace for the Ritsuas to pass through them. That's called Mabarta. Ketzad. Yatachel Mishneh Tzadim Shal Tehe Rechava Kamei Recha B'Titura. Now, you have a problem when you make the Mabarta. There's a loch of ribua, so you lost your ribua, because it has to be a square. You have the mabarta, how do you solve that problem? So the answer is that you cut in where the mabarta starts on two sides. So it will not be as wide as the width of the titura. Kadeshahe nikar ribua titura. So then you can tell that where the titura ended and the ribua of the titura ends, and now a new thing called the mabarta started. And the Ritzua passes through the Mabarta. Val Shem Kach, the Chris Mabarta, it's called Mabarta because something is over, passes through it. Gam Tilon Shal Yad, Yasa Titura, Umabarta, Tilon Shal Yad also needed to turn a Mabarta. Fine. So far, no. Now, when you put in the Parshias into the Tilon, you gotta go, I don't know why this sif didn't become multiple sifin. You know, sometimes we have one sefer that has like seven things in it. It's all one sefer. Only has like, you know, one liners. I don't understand the system.
What shouldn't be as wide as what?
Yeah, he's having a new thought, really.
Does he come off of the tour from or the Gemara?
He's coming from the tour. He basically follows the tour.
And the tour breaks it up.
And the tour, you know, the tour which we have was not so broken up either. Mm-hmm.
What shouldn't be as wide as what? The Marvarta shouldn't be as wide as this.
Take the Marvarta over here. So this area of the Marvarta is shorter than the area of the Titura. The Titura goes all the way till here, and the Marvarta stops there, a little space. This way you can tell that the ribua of the titura is along this line and then that line. And the mabarta is a separate consideration. Because it'll all be straight, you wouldn't know where the titura ends and the mabarta starts. You wouldn't be able to measure your ribua of your titura. So you roll the parshias from the end of the parsha to the beginning of the parsha, from Echad to Shema. So Shema will be on the outside, in other words, and Echad is on the inside. Bekarchem beklaf katan, and you wrap it around with a piece of klaf. V'yeish makpidim milavor bekarchem ella beklaf kasher, that the item that you use to wrap it around has to also be klaf kasher. Now, when he says with her kasher, it doesn't mean the halachas of making a kalaf, etc. It means from a kosher animal. Okay. V'halacha mashmi sinai sheyichu kolei sar behema oichaya hataharim. It has to be wrapped around after you've done this with the hairs from a kosher animal. After you wrapped it with this kalaf, you wrap it around with something. You then go tie it around. You tie it around with the hair of a kosher animal.
Is this for the Shal Yad as well?
This is by both of them, yeah. Menoigim lichru ksar ala parsha. The minhag which the Ramah says that we first wrap around the whole parsha, we roll the parsha, wrap around the sar. Achakak karchan alev klaf, kosher. We put a layer of cloth on top of that. And then, because in Karchan Olav, sorry, we put another layer of sar. That's the minute. Now, the truth is, that's not ma'akev. As long as there's one layer of sar is sufficient. It should be on the outside. Menogoshi is sar zeshel egel. The minute is to use sar from a young cow, which there's a remnant to the Egel Azov over here that we should remember what we've done wrong and not do it again. Use another animal from the bovine family, and that's the minute. Make sure that the sar is very clean. I'm not sure what the chiddush of that is. Why? I guess it was relevant to say that. Now, sa ser zesar shiyera b'chutz labat. Some of the sar has to stick out. That's what you see that you have sticking out of your out the place where we tie the tzitzurah together. A little bit of sar is sticking out. That sar is the sar from what you wrapped around the parshios. That's why that's there.
From all four. It's only Brother Rosh.
I'm not sure. It has to be from each one.
How else would you have three separate ones?
You can use multiple hairs. There's no.
In other words, you could use three separate hairs for one cloth. For one parsha.
Right. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's see. We could do a little mishaber over here. Reisha Aleph Shiyosim. Mephil Das Aserman, the Batim Sichem Liyos Kulam Yorechad Mamish. So, even though the bias itself it can't be four separate pieces, it has to be one piece, as we discussed before. The shalrosh is four separate compartments, it has to be one piece according to some opinions. But the titur can be a separate piece. There is an opinion which holds even over here, it's not correct. It should be one piece. So that's why nowadays, which we have the machinery to be able to do it, it's very common to get tefillin which are the whole thing is one piece of ore. It has to be long enough to create a mabarta. If the tetura and the mabarta are separated, you can sew them together. Now you need to make the mabarta a little bit shorter to be able to recognize where the tetura ends and know where the ribu is. Sheiniker, ki gam tetura tzricha miden liyos meruba, kama shekasav don lamala b'sif lamates. Fine. That's the end of that thought of
the tetura has to be squared.
That's the end of the we'll pick up the next piece tomorrow, isn't it?